dairy where the cows are.
So it could be used maybe like a processing plant?
Yes. Yeah, it could be processed, and it could be where they keep the cows, or it could be, you know, already processed milk.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a place on a farm where a farmer might store his potatoes during the wintertime?
We just keep ours in a barn covered up with sand.
Y'all have a name for it?
No.
Like Potato Bag, Potato Hill?
No.
Never heard of
that? Got a potato bin.
Potato bin. Well, any special place where cows would be milked?
Dairy.
Okay. And what about the hogs? Where would they be kept on the farm?
Hog pen.
Anything else you've heard that go?
Hog pen. I just can't get it out.
You ever heard of one that had a concrete floor? A little fancy?
No, we're not that fancy.
Hog parlor?
No.
Haven't heard of that.
We don't have any hogs.
Okay. An open area around the barn where the animals might be free to walk around?
Corral.
Okay. Does the word lot or barnyard mean anything to you?
Barnyard. That's more open. That doesn't have any barnyard. Just open place. Doesn't have any fencing or anything.
A corral would be fenced in?
Right.
What about the name of the place where your cows would graze?
Pasture.
Do you think of that being fenced in?
Yes.
What kind of fence?
Barbed wire.
Are there any names for any other kind of wire fencing that you know about?
You got barbed wire, chicken wire, electric wire, hot wire, whatever you want to call it.
Electric wire and hot wire the same?
Right.
Okay. Talking about fences, fence that you see, a wooden fence, usually white, around people's yards.
Picket fence.
Yeah, okay. And another kind of wooden fence that's you used to see years ago, made out of split rails, and it was built in a zigzag.
Rail fence.
Yeah. Do you still see those?
We got one.
On your farm?
Yes.
It's actually functional? It's not decorative?
No.
How old is it?
Let's see. I built it. It's sophomore year in high school, so that'd be four and a half years ago.
Did you use nails or anything like that to make a rail fence?
On the ends.
On the ends. Okay. Has there ever been any cotton grown in this area?
Yes. Shreveport.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of work would you do in a cotton field? You would say you're going out in the field to do what?
Pick cotton, weed.
Does the phrase chop cotton mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. When you weed the cotton field, what sort of weeds would give you trouble?
Thistle, Johnson grass, crab grass.
Okay. Talking about fences, do you have a name for, say, a fence that's made out of loose stone or rock?
Rock fence. That's more decorative. We don't have a lot of rock supplies around here.
Right. Okay. And if you were putting up a barbed wire fence, those things that you stretch the wire across, you call them?
Fence poles.
Just one you would call them?
Just fence pole.
You've had five.
Fence poles.
Okay. Maybe another word besides pole. It still begins with a P. Anything else you might call it? Okay, I'll look for POST.
Post.
Yeah, plural of that, you say three or four.
Posts.
Okay. Talking about utensils, what would you say that your mother's best dishes would be made out of?
Chine.
Yeah. And this is pronunciation I'm looking for. If you had an egg made out of that, you'd say it was a
China egg.
Okay. Say if you want a farm and you were going to get some water out of the well, the container that you would use, that would be a
bucket.
Okay. What about if you were going to milk the cow?
Take a bucket.
Take a bucket. Any other word that you've heard people use for bucket?
Pail.
Okay. Now, is there a difference there, or are they the same?
pails usually smaller.
Is there any difference in what they're made out of?
The pail's metal or plastic.
Whereas the bucket is?
Either metal or wood.
Have you ever heard of any kind of bucket that a woman might keep around close to the kitchen, throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Yeah, okay. And if you were going to fry yourself an egg or a piece of ham, what would you fry it in?
Skillet.
Think besides that?
Pan.